In the second apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump. This time, officials say a shooter took aim while the former president was playing a round of golf at his club in Florida. CBS's Robert Costa from West Palm Beach.
Multiple officials tell CBS the suspect is Ryan Wesley Ruth, who's in his late 50s and has had previous encounters with law enforcement, including charges related to unlawful weapons possession.
The county sheriff says they caught up with him quickly after a witness photographed his license plate and reported it. The suspect arrested 50 miles away. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This individual does fit the profile of what law enforcement officials have called the biggest threat in our country right now, which is lone actors or small groups of individuals with easy access to weapons.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over remarks she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Wisconsin on Friday. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An investigation is underway after a hit and run in Adams County. A bicyclist was hit by a vehicle on Fifth Lane on Thursday. The driver, 81-year-old George T. Jones of Grand Marsh, didn't stop and continued to his home. Someone who saw it happen called 911 to report the incident. Deputies arrived on the scene to aid the bicyclists until EMS personnel arrived. They were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. George was interviewed by deputies, and charges will be submitted to the Adams County DA's office. Gas prices continue to fall. The average today is $2.96, falling 9.8 cents over the last week. This is over 38 cents lower than a month ago and 67 cents lower than this time last year. Gas in central Wisconsin today ranges from $2.77 to $2.89 per gallon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our co-host and head of production, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you this hour. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Some odds and ends we'll get into. We got a new contest kicking off we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty more, but we get to kick off the hour the way we like to, the way we have missed doing with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Woohoo! Good morning.
Yeah, Brittany's back.
It's a great way to start.
Yeah.
I want all weather forecast now to start off with. Woo!
Yes,
yeah, let's do it.
All of them. All of them. Doesn't matter what right. The weather's going to be. Brittany, how you been?
I've been all right, hanging in there. Much, much better here this week, but looks like not much happened when I was gone with the weather.
No,
not really, yeah.
It's a good week to take off.
Yeah.
We knew that you were a little under the weather. We talked to Mother Nature about that. You know, she took a break last week. She's
very
like,
nice.
Oh, we're going to take it easy. We're going to take it easy.
About time. You know what I mean? About time.
It really is. Really is.
Yes.
As we are
gearing.
Continue
this heat wave.
Yeah. Okay. Is that what's going on? Okay.
Yes, it's fantastic. In fact, I mean, if you like the summer heat, right? I'm ready for fall, but I know a lot of people are enjoying this. So we're going to be about 15 degrees above average still today, highs about 87 degrees. Oh, but the good news is that humidity that's been sitting here for a little while is gone now. So it's actually just a dry heat, 87 degrees. So nice. I'll take that. Beautiful sunshine all day long. And in
pretend
fact,
we're in Arizona.
I know. So funny, because one of my meteorologist friends down in Milwaukee, he messaged me. He's like, are we living in Arizona or what? Absolutely. We're going to hang on to that high heat tomorrow, too, and sunshine all week long.
Oh, wow. Not bad. Not bad at all. That's a nice way to go into the week. All right. Thank you, Brittany. And good to have you back. You have a great start to the day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning, getting us an update on Mother Nature. As I mentioned, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is around the corner, everybody. We're also going to get into the most healthy menu items at America's fast food chains.
That should be interesting.
We've got that one coming up for you. Americans are looking for, well, what kind of things are they looking for? We're going to find out together. Got that coming up for you. We'll, of course, have the 9 o'clock hour kicking off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to this one.
It's a special one.
Yes. It's a very special one. Looking forward to that. That'll be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, as it does every Monday. Well, some entertainment news. We lost a entertainment legend. There is a follow-up to last week's Goonies story.
Oh.
Got to do that.
Okay. All right.
Dolly Parton was honored. I want to talk about that and her wine. And we got the Emmy winners to get into. So got a lot of entertainment
about
news.
That, yeah.
Got all of that coming up for you. But first, we begin with a runaway pig. Where else would we start a Monday morning?
That's right. Bacon
hey,
on the
where
loose.
Where are you going?
Yep. Yep. Bacon. Run on the run.
On the run. On the hoof. Right there.
Authorities in Wisconsin are trying to find the owner of an unusual escaped pet found wandering the streets, a large pig. The Franklin Police Department said that the porcelain pedestrian was found wandering in the area of West Ryan Road and West Loomis Road earlier this week.
Okay.
Just bopping around. We're attempting to reunite this bundle of joy with its rightful owner, the police wrote on social media. The pig was turned over to the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission, which is attempting to find the animal's owner.
Oh, wow.
But so far, as far as I could find this morning, nobody has claimed this pig.
Oh, come on. Time to find the pig.
Now, this is a big pig.
That is a large porcelain. Boy. There's nothing small about that one.
No,
yikes.
No. They think, you know, whatever you think of, like, cute little pigs, like Babe or anything, this is a handsome pig, but it's a big pig.
We're talking prize winner size pig. Yeah.
Pigs get big.
You're going to notice if this is missing. This isn't one of the. Where did Oink Oink go? Yeah. Where's Oink Oink? Where did he go? Where that little guy?
Hey, Mildred, have you seen our 300-pound pig? Yeah.
I just said it. It was right here when I last turned around, and he's gone. We don't necessarily think of pigs as runaway animals.
Not you know, really.
I don't even think of pigs that can run. I really don't think of them.
Oh, yes, they can. Have you never seen a pig catching contest at a
fair? Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the fair, Melissa, because I would have felt this way, that is, until our Central Wisconsin State Fair. And as we were going along in our morning shift together, Melissa's like, well, you got to see the pig race. It's right over there. I'm like, pig race? I've never seen this before. I'm so glad you told me to do that, because I went over there and I saw two different pig races, and that was a lot of fun.
Craziness.
Yeah. It's very cool.
And those are little pigs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are
more piglets. Yeah.
But yes, they do run very fast. But you don't want to let pigs out in the wild, because it does not take them very long to turn wild.
Feral.
Didn't know that. Yep. Yes. Interesting.
Yes. Feralize. They got to survive somehow, right? Yep.
It's an issue. It's a problem. You don't want pigs getting out.
Imagine if human beings were like that. Like
we kind of are.
As I was saying it was one of those things.
Haven't you ever seen Lost?
Yeah, it was one of those things, yeah. Whenever they do post-apocalyptic movies, it's always who's worse, the virus or the people?
Or the people.
You know, and all that and everything, yeah. I do like the idea of this pig and its owner being reunited. Let's hope that it happens.
Yeah.
Hope that it happens.
I want to know the pig's name.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really curious about.
I have so many follow-up questions. I want to know the pig's
name.
There's some
people who come up with some great names for pigs. Yeah. You know, not like, what's the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web? Why am I? I'm drawing a blank.
It's not
Wilbur.
It's Wilbur.
Do they all name call him Wilbur? You know, that kind of thing. Or they do some kind of like pork pun. You know,
anything's Porky better than
pork face.
Yeah,
I like that. Anything's better than oink oink. I don't know what that was. I don't know why that's oink, a bad.
Was your 2-year-old self coming out?
That's right.
It really was.
What is that? Oink oink.
It's I there's a part of me this morning that feels very young, that feels like a younger than teenager person, because I just want to run off to the circus today. I don't want to do any of this or anything. I feel like running off to the circus today. And maybe even maybe this story is part of the reason, part of the reason bringing out the kid in me or whatever. Your kid might have beat this record over the weekend, but maybe not. We'll see. Marine Corps veteran in New Jersey named Justin O'Donnell set a new world record by playing World of Warcraft for 3 days straight.
Oh.
He played for 78 hours and 30 minutes. That's 3 days plus 6.5 hours. He says he got physically tired but didn't have any real trouble focusing. He got a 5-minute break every hour, which he mostly spent eating and playing with his dog. But he didn't sleep at all and ended up with 80 minutes of unused rest time.
Oh, my gosh.
The previous record was just 59 hours, so he beat that by a full day.
By a bit. Wow.
More on this in a moment. First, let's get to your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hawaii does have feral pigs all over the place. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
they do?
It does. Oh. Yeah, they got loose. Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think a hurricane destroyed their habitat.
Mm.
Let them go years ago, and when I was over there, they were all over the place. Yeah,
wow, I mean, not interesting.
Like cats and dogs, but they were—you could see.
People
would chase them down. The Hawaiians would chase them down with a knife and kill them that way. So,
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the feedback, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Have a great morning. That's an interesting. I didn't know that about Hawaii. Didn't know that.
Yes, when I was there visiting, I got to run over one with a car.
Oh man.
I thought it was a bag of garbage in the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
I just tried to, like, and there was no, you know, swerving around it because I didn't want to go into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over it, and it hit the bottom of my car.
Aww.
The car I was borrowing.
Did you?
Fortunately, no damage.
Did you hear it as you were driving away, Melissa? Beep, beep. That's all, folks. No. That was uncalled for. That was an uncalled for reference to Porky Pig. That was not fair. I'm learning so much here.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
any of this. Oh, so this record that was broken at World of Warcraft. I'm curious. Is there a game that you would want to play that much? That you would want to beat the record for most amount of time? I think Red Dead Redemption is one of those ones I would.
Well,
love
you
to.
Could. You know what? That's such a big game, man. Yeah, you could probably play.
It's an open world kind of thing. The NCAA football game. You can play up to 60 dynasties. You can play up to 60 years on that game. So in my head, that's where I am right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm recruiting this 3-star talent out of Wyoming that I'm trying to get right now. That's what I'm doing. Is there a game that comes to mind for you guys that you would play or want to try to at least break the record? Think about it while we take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Okay, so my question is, how is 3 days the record? Like, I feel like I personally know people who've done World of Warcraft specifically for longer than that.
That game in particular.
I'm about to call up my friends and be like, yo, you need to report the world record dudes right now because what?
Yeah, yeah. Is there a game that you could think of that you would play that try to break the record for?
World of Warcraft. I might have beaten that record.
Very good answer.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Appreciate the feedback. Thank you. Have a good morning. Anything from you two? Anything that you can think of, you guys?
Well, the only game that I currently play would be Valheim. And that's the game I would... Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's the music is soothing. You get to run around and pick berries and shoot pigs. So, you know,
it's a full circle shooting pigs.
Yeah.
Starting to, do you have something against pigs? Let's upset.
Maybe she does.
That game,
I don't know.
They're food, guys.
That's true.
They are food.
Yeah, it's very
good
true.
Food.
I'm trying to think. You know, because I know back in the day there was like some RPGs that I know I would play, spend hours on. Maybe one of the Final Fantasy games from, you know, the Super Nintendo or something like that. I remember playing many hours of that. I'm trying to think if there's anything right now that I'd be interested in. I don't know, but I don't think they're even that long. Like one of the Lego games.
Oh, okay.
Or the Star Wars or the Hobbit or whatever it is. Yeah. Because those, they're kind of open world. You know, you can explore and stuff like that, but they're limited. So I don't know if you could actually play it for 3 days without getting like super bored.
Yeah. Does the fact that this is a Marine Corps veteran, does this give him an advantage?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I kind of feel like it does.
I stayed awake for 5 days once. It's nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like all the training, everything it takes to be a Marine. I mean, playing a video game for 3 days, doing anything for 3 days straight, I would imagine. Maybe easier than it would be for some.
Right.
I wonder.
He didn't even use the rest time that they allotted him, which is pretty cool. I mean, wow.
And it's kind of funny, too, because it's so easy and so quick for us. And I do this, too, of, oh, this person doesn't have a life, or, oh, this loser that played a game for 3 days. I ain't calling this guy. No, not at all.
That takes, I mean, think about, you know, people out there, even if you're like a pretty avid gamer, you lose an interest in games after a while, after you play them for a long time.
Well,
I'm only good for about an hour.
I hear you.
Me too.
Games do not grab my attention the way they used to.
Right.
And I find myself playing them and usually like, oh, I should be doing this. Oh, I should be doing that.
Yeah, it feels like
there's
not
so much to do.
That and I'm not very good at it.
Is it?
So, you know, after you die the 572nd time, you're kind of like, I'm done.
Oh, man. Now, see, I'm pretty sure I broke this record with my friend Craig with the game Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, that game was so hard, and I went through that, Melissa, where like you're trying to beat this boss like 19 times, and back then there was no save button.
Nope,
there was no saving point or anything.
You could pause it, but you couldn't save it.
You could pause it, but there was no save point. So if you got to level 18, you were staying on that. Like my friend Craig actually had a little red black and white TV that we played that game specifically on, and he would just leave it on, and before he moved out of town, that TV had like this faint like stain on it.
It burned into the tube, right?
It was crazy. I'd heard of that happening before. I'd never actually seen it. So I'm pretty sure that game we beat.
That was a challenging game, I have to say. Ninja Gaiden was a challenging game.
That was a tough one. Yeah, tough one. We will get back to our to taking care of our partners. We'll come back with, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. But before we do, I want to remind everybody that we have something very cool going on. Maybe you heard a little bit about this throughout the morning already. It is Civic Media's statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every weekday for the next 2 weeks, at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock hours in the afternoon, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us. If you got the Civic Media app, and you better have it, you'll get that app.
Get it right now.
You'll get that app.
Yeah.
You're going to want it because you're going to be having a chance to win some really, really cool stuff. We're going to be giving away either cash or gold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And our grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a Monday night, by the way, everybody.
That's a Monday night game.
That's a big game. And especially you see the way New Orleans has played this
weekend. Last couple of weekends.
Everything.
Ooh, they're looking interesting this year, yeah.
Be listening here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and of course our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. The beginning of the mornings, we just got our keyword this morning. We got this all kicked off on the Sunrise Show
this morning.
Yeah. We already got a texter. I already got somebody texted in.
Yeah. So start keeping up, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a statewide contest, but definitely get in on it because they're giving away a lot.
Some good stuff.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to be, these statewide contests are in part, a national thing, in part of what we do here, but also because we here at Civic Media are statewide. Up and down the state, everybody. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're listening to us, you can find a local Civic Media radio station.
That's right.
And download that app, civicmedia.us. You can get to our get ready to text us that word. We're looking forward to it. 11 a.m. hour is coming up. Let's go ahead and get to our break. We'll come back, have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Free peanuts! Get your free peanuts over here! Yeah, peanuts are great, but the Packers regular and preseason specials at Jammer's Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like a dollar off mixed drinks and 50 cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game, get into it at Jammer's Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
Right now, it's 62.
It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got the day off today. And, well, while they got the day off, I encourage you to check out their Facebook page, everybody. Not only check out their daily specials and the cool things that they have going on over there, but they got a big announcement that, according to their Facebook page, quote just from them, "We are so excited to announce that we added a member to our El Cafe family. Stay tuned."
Ooh.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mazel tov. Congratulations, you guys.
That's right.
I'll be looking forward to finding out what that is. And we're looking forward to them opening their doors tomorrow. They'll be open right away tomorrow morning. Be sure to check them out. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can direct message any of our staff that way. And of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Love hearing from you guys. Love our birthdays and anniversaries announced live on the air. Go for it. I need a one or a two, Seth.
One.
All right, gives us that qualifier. And first up, we get to wish happy birthday to our friend and this community's friend, Representative Scott Krug.
Hey, happy birthday, Scott.
When I say this all the time when I introduce any politician onto the airwaves, that this is our friend, because all of our politicians are you know, voted in.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, I would say that we are very fortunate in this area. The gentlemen that I get to talk to and are very adamant about, I don't just represent the people that voted for me. I think that is something that we need to bring, have our politicians bring up more often.
I think so.
In fact, every single person, I don't care what you're running for, you should be running on a platform of that, with that in there. If you're not, then what are you doing? Because that's not how this whole political thing works. You don't just represent the people that, you know, vote for you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the transparent conversations him and I have been able to have. Whether we are butting heads or not, we wrap up every conversation on a positive. That's a dance that takes both of us. And I appreciate that about him. Not to mention all the things that he enjoys and has done in this community and everything. Not even outside of politics. Wishing you a good day, Scott. Have a good one. We'll be talking this month. I'm talking later. And our qualifier today, Joan Hayes.
Oh, happy birthday, Joan.
Joan, wishing you a great one. And you're a qualifier today. Yeah. I say brag to everybody. Find strangers and brag to them. Tell everybody. Call up
just
relatives.
Broadcast it.
Just anybody you haven't talked to in years. The old high school friends. Hey, I'm the birthday and the anniversary qualifier. Like, all right, man, who is this? Who
are they? What are they talking about?
Keep doing it. And congratulations to Joan.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And another Joan, Nick Jonas, is 32. That was a reach. Nick Jonas, 32 today. I don't know which one he is.
He's one of them. He's a brother of something.
I'm confident he is one of the Jonas brothers. I just don't know which one. Let's see here. Alexis Bidal is 43. Rory and Gilmore Girls. She was in Handmaid's Tale as well, I believe. And she was in Sin City a little bit as well.
Wow.
I have not seen much of her, but when I saw, she's a good actor.
Oh, I love Alexis Bledel. She's awesome.
Yeah, I like what I've seen of her as an actor. Mm-hmm. She does a really good job. Has a very natural way of being on camera. Seems like she's very comfortable on there. Mm-hmm. I think you can make the argument the funniest woman on the planet, Amy Poehler, is 53.
All right.
Leslie Knope on Parks and Recs, Joy in Pixar's Inside Out, former not only Senate, they mentioned here former Senate Night Live member, cast member. Not just that, she is also a member of the Groundlings and the really groundbreaking group, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes, they were classic.
Amy Poehler didn't need Senate Night Live. She didn't. She already had a career. She had the Groundlings. She had the hit TV show Upright Citizens Brigade. She had a couple of these things going on. There's a handful of actors that this happened with recently. Beck Bennett was another one. Actors that don't necessarily need to do Saturday Night Live, but what it means, not just on your resume, but what it means to you as a performer to be able to do that gig. Mm-hmm. Because the show's been on as long as it has, everybody under the sun has, one, a favorite cast member or a favorite cast, and two, hates the current cast. Everybody always talks trash about the current cast. Since we were kids, this has been happening.
Right.
And nobody ever, I didn't like it, but man, that's impressive what they do. Like, nobody gives credit to what they pull off on a weekly basis on Saturday Night Live. Amy Poehler wanted to do that, wanted to prove that she could do that.
Ooh, that's a challenge.
And as I've heard her talk about in interviews, she's so thankful she did because it made her a better performer, made her a funnier performer.
Probably a better writer, too, considering what she went on to with Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Her and Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch at Second City were a force to be reckoned with. Mm. They were just maybe some of the greatest people to ever come through that building. Mark Anthony is 56. A singer. I don't know if he's still a pop singer or anything like that. And this is interesting. Amy Poehler and Molly Shannon share a birthday. Molly Shannon is 60 today. She, of course, a lot of great characters over the years that she's played, a lot of guest roles here and there as well. Mary Catherine Gallagher on SNL is one of her more famous characters. But Molly Shannon, she got done with the SNL gig and was kind of like, I'm good. Like, she wasn't really planning on working much more after that. She was focused on her family and a lot of that, and
she had a one-woman show, if I remember correctly, for a while on Broadway, on the stage, which was pretty successful. And in the most recent Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
Has a guest little appearance on that one.
She's been really good on there. Richard Marx is 61. Wow. Don't Mean Nothing, Right Here Waiting, Should Have Known Better, a bunch of 80s hits. Yeah. It's one of those artists you forget about until you hear his name again. Like,
he had
yeah.
some success, Mike. Yeah. Right? Yeah, he was wasn't bad.
The wonderful voice of Jennifer Tilly and her 66 today. I like her voice. A good actor.
Man.
Magician David Copperfield is 68.
Wow. He hasn't disappeared yet.
Yeah.
At least permanently.
Mickey Rourke is 72. A very good actor. Mickey Rourke's a good actor.
In spite of himself.
Yeah, even though he doesn't seem to want to be a good actor.
Really?
Really. Very few people have tried to destroy their career more than Mickey Rourke. And that's
He's
not
done
me.
A couple of times.
That's according to Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
That's according to him and everything. Ed Begley Jr. is 75.
Love him.
Good actor. Has done a lot of good work on and off stage. And most recently, I think younger people would know him as Stan Sitwell on Arrested Development. One of the great many cameos on that show.
Man, he would pop up in things you'd never expect to see him. He'd be like in a Star Trek episode. He'd be in all the... Yeah. Great character actor.
He's had a running for over a decade. He's been a guest voice on The Simpsons and everything, too. Yep. He's a good voice actor. And then some people no longer with us. And boy, this is going to take a second. First up, B.B. King, born in the state in 1925, passed away in 2015. You cannot tell the story of music without talking about B.B. King.
Man, he started when he was like 17 years old, going to Memphis at Sun Records. And he just went from there. What a career. What a life he had.
One of the greatest musicians of all time.
King of the blues.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Peter Falk, born in this day in 1927, Columbo superstar, fantastic actor.
The mumble, man. No one can mumble like him.
There was just one more thing. Yeah. One more thing. God, I love Columbo. I remember as a kid, he would get me every once in a while. He'd be walking towards the door, and I'd look at the clock and be like, how can he, the episode can't end. He hasn't solved it yet. Great actor. And speaking of great actors, the legend Lauren Bacall, born in this day in 1924, passed away in 2014. To have or to have not, she has got some of the more classic lines in movie history as well, and works so well with Bogart. Looked so good with Bogart.
She was in her first movie when she was 18 years old.
Impressive.
Impressive.
It's quite a list. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. We wish a happy birthday to everybody on our list and to everybody out there celebrating anniversaries, birthdays. Get them to us and keep on celebrating, everybody. We love this fun, positive segment we get to do every morning. We get to look forward to. Visit our friends at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get to our news break. We'll come back after checking with our partners. We're going to talk a little bit about the most unhealthy menu items on America's fast food chains.
Oh, good.
Getting into that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will distribute about $30 million in federal money to increase internet access. The American Rescue Plan money will loan devices to more than 50,000 households, and more than 30,000 homes will get free Wi-Fi. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be a bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Well over 300 people showed up to the appearance of Governor Walz in Wausau last Friday. The volunteer appreciation event took place at the Whitewater Music Hall Brewing Company in a small ballroom on the second floor. Many local government officials attended the event, including Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa.
I am really impressed that the Democratic candidates have chosen Central Wisconsin as kind of their visiting point. I like it.
Mayor Wiesa said the energy that is created at these types of events is interesting because you can feel the enthusiasm, motivation, and passion that is instilled during these speeches.
Governor Walz, of course, is particularly interesting because he's very down to earth, right? He's not afraid to tell it like he sees it, and he relates because he's one of us. And that, to me, means an awful lot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election. Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
Right now, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Three cool cats come back. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you in a little bit, but right now we're going to get into an interesting topic.
Okay.
There's new analysis out on the most unhealthy menu items at fast food chains. They compared 40 products across 24 chains, looking at calories, sugar, saturated fat, and sodium.
Okay.
Then they gave each one an unhealthiness score, and here are the least healthy and healthiest versions of each item.
Okay, and I've got an idea here of where this is headed, but let's go. Let's do it.
So Five Guys had the unhealthiest cheeseburger, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. Of the 16 places that with a qualifying cheeseburger, Culver's was the least unhealthy.
Hey.
Or healthiest, if you'd like to look at it that way.
Look at a more positive way.
Followed by McDonald's and Burger King.
Oh, how about that?
So those of us that, devour Culver's on a consistent basis, you can feel a little better about that.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind, of course, that we are using these words lightly as far as healthiest and that and everything.
I'm curious about, because, there's not much you can do. The basics of a burger are, pretty basic. I mean, you can add stuff to it, but it's usually, it's usually like onions or like, lettuce, tomatoes, which aren't necessarily that bad for you. So I don't. Must be how they make it, I guess.
Yeah. Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken sandwich, followed by Fatburger and Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, wow.
Of the 20 places with the chicken sandwich, the McChicken at McDonald's was the least unhealthy, followed by Dairy Queen and Culver's.
Okay.
Culver's showing up on this list already.
See, okay, I think we're finding something interesting out here.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
Popeyes also had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets, followed by Arby's and Shake Shack. Of the nine places with nuggets, the McDonald's ones were the least unhealthy, followed by KFC and Wendy's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting.
Wendy's makes the list for the first time.
Yeah.
Five Guys had the unhealthiest French fries, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
Okay.
Of all the 20 places, In-N-Out had the least unhealthy, followed by McDonald's and Church's Chicken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for French fries. Is anybody else learning about new fast food places? Because
a little bit, yes.
I have not heard of Church's Chicken. I haven't heard of Bojangles.
Oh, yeah. Most of those are in the South, or towards the South, I should say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although you are one that had something on me. You know, you've been to In-N-Out Burger, which is they're all over in California, which I have not had, although I keep hearing how great they are.
They are. So. They are awesome. Yeah, they are great.
I guess the reassuring thing is that most of these that have the unhealthiest stuff aren't around us.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's not an option.
That's a great point, yeah. Fatburger had the unhealthiest... Just calling your business Fatburger...
Fatburger,
like,
I mean...
It feels like a really... Like,
come on now.
You couldn't come up with anything else. Like, Fatburger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys. Mm. Of the 14 places with a shake, McDonald's had the healthiest one, followed by Smashburger and Arby's.
Okay.
That's because their ice cream at McDonald's, it doesn't contain that very much milk fat.
Dairy.
Yeah. It's mostly sugar.
Non-dairy gum-based beverage?
It's just liquid sugar.
Yeah.
It's essentially... overall, this report has McDonald's as the healthiest fast food chain, and they do say this with, parentheses.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And this was very surprising to the reporters here, but only as long as you don't overeat them.
Right, right.
The World Economic Forum reports that around half of Americans are trying to eat more healthy, but 46% say that food pricing makes this a little more difficult.
That is true. Very true.
I think that honestly, that's my big takeaway from this list, from this article.
Right.
It shouldn't cost as much to eat healthier, but we all understand that it does, and finding the balance of that.
You know, I'm kind of curious. They didn't put on there, like, for most fast food places, what I'm guessing is some of the worst stuff you can get is their desserts.
Mm.
Like, would McDonald's apple pie be... up there, that sounds pretty,
kind of thing. They did include shakes. That's kind of a dessert.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It depends on how much whipped cream you put on it.
I wonder, too.
Yes, because it's the whipped cream that's the problem.
Can you hold off on the whipped cream? I'm on a diet. Thank you.
I love that idea.
With a lot of these, too, I think that one of the things that stands out is that all of these fast food chains are noticing that people want to eat healthier. And not only that, but being very honest about what is in their burgers, what is in their food, and making sure that the ingredients are up there more. That's becoming more and more of a thing.
Yep.
And I don't know where they're going to go with this as far as prices go, because we had a stretch there, I would say, in the late 90s, early aughts, where we had, like, how many TGI Fridays and Ruby Tuesdays and restaurants
fast,
like
casual,
that.
Fast casual, I believe, is what they called those places. Yeah.
And that faded.
It didn't last
very long, but that faded. I don't think that you're... I see a lot of reports looking at those kind of things and saying, oh, this is a trend. This is a trend that's been going on since we were kids, though. This has been over like 20, 30 years of people wanting healthier fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see it as a trend as much as, hey, maybe this is just what people want.
Well, yeah, that's a great point.
You know, maybe.
Yeah, and now we got places now where you could, I don't know if it is actually, but it would be considered like Panera Bread, for instance. Now, I don't even know if that's actually healthier for you or not, but the perception is probably that it is, or like a Noodles and Company or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least at Panera Bread or a place like Qdoba, you're actually getting fresh food.
True. That's a good point. Earth. So, I mean, if that doesn't necessarily mean healthier, but it could mean, should taste better, right? At least that's the theory.
Or you should be able to have the options to choose, you know. I mean, you can get a sandwich at a Panera Bread that is, you know, you could theoretically get it all vegetable if you wanted.
That's true.
I almost feel like it doesn't matter what the topic we're talking about, more and more, it's just coming down to options. We want options.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is our healthcare, fast food, politics, whatever we're talking about, we want options. And we want good options, not just, this is what I could find. Here you go. Choose between
like
this.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah,
right.
Applebee's.
nice.
Well, and all this is leading to the fact that, you know, And Taco Bell still does not have the seven-layer bean burrito.
Had to bring that up.
I did.
You know, I wasn't going
to. I needed to bring it up. It had to be said, Melissa. It had to be said.
You just like poking the bear, don't you? Just wait. Just you wait.
Oh, I should have seen that one coming. We're going to take a break. I need a break. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area is back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Do you know someone who needs a helping hand as they get their life back on track? A neighbor struggling to keep afloat? Maybe even that someone is you. Then head to calltricity.com before October 18th and nominate them or yourself. The Warm Hearts Committee will select a recipient and Tri-City Services will install a new, safe, and efficient furnace for them completely free of charge. Applications must be received on or before October 18th, as any submitted after will not qualify. Tri-City Services are your heating, cooling, and refrigeration experts in the Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield areas. With upfront pricing, warranty on repairs, and 24-hour emergency services, they're the experts you call when you're in need. Be a good neighbor and help Tri-City Services warm the hearts of Wisconsin Rapids before October 18th. Head to calltricity.com and learn more today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
It's 67 right now.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Little Four Tops to play us in.
Oh, my favorite Motown group.
So good.
Just because I keep, that's the last one I heard.
So. Right. I would never, if I had the Temptations and Four Tops standing in front of me, I would never be able to
I wouldn't
decide.
Be able to figure it out now.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I got an interesting one here. Google has released some data on the inedible pumpkin spice scented stuff we are searching for online. Oh, and there are some strange birds in America. There's some interesting ones here. In many states, the most popular pumpkin spice scented items are personal care stuff. Soap, body wash, shampoo, deodorant, these kind of things. And hair color showed up on there. There's pumpkin spiced hair color?
Color? Okay. Weird. Anyway.
All right. This includes many people in the Midwest, Middle America, and Mountain States, plus Vermont, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Alabama. people in Montana are specifically looking for pumpkin spice body butter. Don't want to know what that is.
It's a lotion.
It is a lotion. Okay, yep. Good.
Yeah.
Arkansas is searching for pumpkin spice toothpaste. And in North Carolina, people want pumpkin spice toilet paper. Now, that is a bridge too far for me.
What? No.
That is a bridge too far.
No.
Why would you want any kind of scent on your toilet paper?
No. Totally, Melissa.
No.
No.
We are in complete agreement on something. We found it.
Yeah.
No.
We found it.
Flavorless toilet paper.
No. No.
Plain. Please, plain.
It's bad toilet paper industry. Bad.
Yeah, stop it.
Go
stop
back
it.
To your ego. Back to your room.
Deodorant?
Why yeah,
would I
no.
want my armpits to smell like pumpkin spice?
No.
Gross.
I would think that would make you dislike pumpkin spice more if you're smelling it like that and stuff.
It's the thing is because like with toilet paper and, you know, deodorant or anything like that, it's the combination smell that comes from the other things in the thing that you don't know what's going to happen with that. That's the problem. Thing. Yeah. I'm not trying to be overly gross, but
it was great. The self
the thing
you just did was amazing. It was fantastic. Many other states want pumpkin spice candles. They include Texas, Colorado, Oregon, Illinois, and the Dakotas, and New Jersey. New York
candles are perfectly acceptable.
That's fine.
New York is specifically looking for wax melts, and in Connecticut, the top search is for pumpkin spice candle in a mug.
Specifically, candle in a mug. Okay,
that's a thing. Candle
wax
in a mug.
Melts. I don't know if I'm familiar with that. What is that?
Think of potpourri.
Okay,
except it's a wax. It's wax.
And gotcha.
It melts in a dish,
and
over
it releases.
Yep.
Like odor. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And
gotcha.
And then you could. And then you got once the candle's done, you got a mug. I'm looking at it right now. I kind of
you
like
do.
This. I kind of like this. That's
very
cool.
Useful.
Two for one.
Yeah.
I'm a big mug person. I like having cups, lots of mugs, because they break so often. You know?
Okay, but the question is then, does every cup of coffee that you serve in that mug taste like pumpkin spice?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because how many times you got to clean that thing?
I was going to say, it'd probably wear off after a while, but oh, yeah.
It would. It's course. You know, it's glass.
We're halfway through this list, and I wanted to bring up, anybody out there listening, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Like, how much do you, like, if you like pumpkin spice, that's one thing. But the people that, like, are mad about it, that, like, love pumpkin spice, like, I've never met this person. I've met plenty of people that like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this time of year, they'll have a coffee, you know, with a pumpkin spice or anything. But I don't even know people that get into, like, the candles or anything like that. I'm in a real bubble on this one. I don't know enough people that are really that into it.
Well, apparently they exist.
Yeah.
They're somewhere. They are somewhere.
Responding
yes.
to
it's
something.
All one guy. It's just
it's
driving this whole thing.
I love that it's a guy.
It is. It's a guy. It's got to be. Because a woman would be as weirdly obsessed with it.
What can I say? I really like it.
or just buying it up for resale later, like beanie babies.
Yeah. Oh,
this stuff is going to be super popular in 20 years when they're not making it anymore. I'm going to make so much money.
This
I'm going to have the pumpkin spice store.
This is the greatest retirement plan of all time. Nobody's ever. Nobody think of this.
And this guy is apparently from Jersey.
Yes, apparently.
Well,
I don't know.
We did mention New Jersey in this list somewhere. So.
Some states are searching for pumpkin spice clothing, including California, Mississippi, and Nevada. In Georgia, people want a pumpkin spice sweater. Okay,
is it like the colors?
See, this is the confusion.
Is it a scent? Like, I don't want a scented sweater. No.
No one. Ew. No. We don't even know what pumpkin spice is anymore.
No.
It's become a meaningless thing at this point. So it's like, it's whatever you want.
Is it a smell?
It's whatever alternative piece of reality you want.
Well, and I think I'm going to anger some people here too, because I've never had a pumpkin. All I've had is coffees like this. Mm-hmm. And every coffee I've ever had that's pumpkin spice latte or whatever is just spice.
Mm-hmm.
I never taste a pumpkin. I never taste a pumpkin in these things. It's the whole reason I'm ordering it is one day hoping that it'll actually taste more pumpkin than spice.
Well, you know what pumpkin spice really tastes good in?
Mm.
Pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that where this all started?
Yeah.
Because people really like pumpkin pie, especially this time of year, right?
Go back to just pie.
Just do the pie.
You don't need anything more. Pie is perfect.
That's right. Wow. That's a ringing endorsement from Melissa.
Two things this morning. morning?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure if I can handle this. I don't know.
I'm tongue-tied. I don't know what to say. I'm going to go to a caller.
We better have a disagreement at about, what, 9 o'clock or something?
Yeah, somewhere around 6. Yeah. Let's start then.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Melissa kind of took the words out of my mouth, which is the pumpkin pie, a family member of mine, they make pretty good pumpkin bars. The cream cheese over top of that. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
About the only thing that I would say would be is, obviously in the fall, you got to, kind of make the house smell fallish. You can get those scents, like the wax melts or the scenty melts that you got the pumpkin spice that might last a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me.
There you go.
Absolutely.
2 days and I'm done.
I don't need to have the pumpkin spice EP. You don't need to have the pumpkin spice t-shirt.
No.
Kevin, I pegged you for a deodorant pumpkin spice.
No, not happening.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Safe travels out there today.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Best listeners in radio. People in Florida want pumpkin spice cat litter.
Combination smells.
Again.
You've gone too far. Come back.
It is Florida.
Come back.
Florida. Do we want him to come back?
Sorry. Love our Florida people. Said. We got a couple listeners out there.
I know we do.
We say hi to them. We say good morning to our Florida.
We need more.
Some Americans are cleaning with pumpkin spice. Several states want pumpkin spice dish soap. New Hampshire is looking for trash bags. Indiana is hoping to find pumpkin spice power wash. Apparently to freshen up their driveways.
The outside of their house needs to smell like a pumpkin.
Man.
I'm washing my house with fall.
I take it.
That's a great line.
That's a great line. I take it all back. I think we all got into the wrong industry. Like you can make pumpkin spice anything.
Yes.
And how many people are actually going to be like getting onto their driveway? kind of smells like it.
Oh my god! I love the
Larry,
idea.
Larry, what are the Joneses doing? They're all down on their hands and knees. Did they lose something? Did you lose a contact? Like what's going on over there?
It
smells like pumpkin spice.
I don't smell it. I don't. Get down. You gotta really get down there. What are we doing? If I'm one of the owners of these companies, I'm just sitting back, laughing, counting my money, and watching my stock go up.
Yeah, right. Woo.
And then there are even stranger pockets of the country.
Oh,
the top pumpkin spice search in South Carolina is for earrings. In Rhode Island, it's fabric. Looking for pumpkin spice fabric.
Okay.
In Missouri, pumpkin spice brake pads.
Brake pads?
There is some guy with a...
Earrings in the fabric wasn't so weird, because those are just things that are like the colors or look like.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe the earrings could be scented. Maybe. But brakes?
I guess, if every time you hit the brakes, it smells like pumpkin spice. It's like a scratch and sniff thing, right?
The people behind you get like,
What was that? Just
an air freshener.
Where did that come from?
You know what's coming next, guys? And I'm going to say this out loud, and then we're all going to, go make these. Air fresheners to put in your tailpipe.
Yes. That's coming
there
next.
There you go. Smells like pumpkin spice.
I love the idea too of just somebody like I'm looking for pumpkin spice brake pads, and there's a guy who's like just sitting at what? Let me look in back.
O'Reilly's.
And he just goes and grabs a pair of brake pads, rubs like a pumpkin spice candle on them, and just like sells them. Yeah, extra $50 for those.
Yeah, right. It's a real racket.
Cash.
Yeah,
cash only.
Yeah. I don't want no paper trail on that one. And finally, Maryland is looking for. For engagement rings, pumpkin spice engagement rings.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know why, but this one was the one that went too far for me. I don't know why. You could have gone a million. Cat litter should have been one of them, but that's the one.
It is. It's meaningless now. It has absolutely no meaning anymore.
We've gone too far. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
They hung up. They panicked and hung up.
Well, I mean, when you hear pumpkin space engagement ring, whatever you had that you were going to be talking about, like, okay, I don't know.
I'm gone. I'm done. Can't handle it.
I got nothing on this. We've got a really fun contest going on right now. The Civic Media statewide. Go for the green or gold text to win contest. We're going to be doing this over the next couple of weeks at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock afternoon hours. We're going to be playing on our stations. We're going to give you a keyword to text to us. You go ahead and download the Civic Media app, get ready to text this to us, and just like that, you can win hourly.
Hourly.
Mm-hmm. Except I bet you the jewelry that they're giving away is not pumpkin spice.
Yes, I would
really hope so.
They're much better about this, yes. Green or gold, you could win. You could win cash or gold, everybody, and this all leads up to our grand prize. One winner is going to win a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, taking on New Orleans.
So you can go to Lambeau Field and not freeze your tailbone off.
Yes.
You can actually go inside and watch it. That sounds so cool.
I've heard...
It's the only way I would do it.
I have heard some amazing things about those seats, by the way. I've heard some really good things about those seats before. That seems like a fun one. This is a fun contest. Big thank you to all of our Civic Media family members for working so hard behind the scenes to put this together.
Yes.
And all of this stuff, you guys, you notice, I didn't ask for anything here. I didn't tell you, you got to download this, scan this QR code and jump through this hoop and jump through this hoop. All you got to do is use that Civic Media app that you already have on your phone.
That's right. Because you have it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Text us these keywords and every top of the 7 and 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock hours. And just like that, get in on this contest.
And you have to text it in during the hour.
Yes.
That's the other thing. Got to make sure you do it during that hour.
So. That's
like four opportunities every day.
Every day.
Yes.
So awesome.
And there's daily winners, right, James?
Yes.
There is.
Winners, daily winners, hours.